on the endless freeway, late for work again. I was crawling in the fast lane on the westbound 10, spied a pedestrian in my rear view, much to my alarm. Moving with a swagger between the overheating cars, he was a tall man in a rumpled three-piece suit. He stared in my window as he zoomed into view with a devil's grin and a tightly focused gaze. He said, "Boy, is this really how you want to be spending your days?" Well, I found it quite unusual. 9:05, it's not an everyday occurrence on my morning drive. He almost seemed to know me. Well, I offered him a ride. We wound up swapping tires, stories about the daily grind. He said, "It's not much of a journey traveling this way. Not much to hope for with how you're earning your pay. Not much of a conversation. You've got nothing left to say." Well, I said, "Who are you exactly and what's all this to you?" He seemed amused by my annoyance, tried to shift my point of view. He said, "Is this all you dreamed of, or did you want to make a little noise? How'd you ever make so many obvious choices? It's not much of an adventure, just trying to survive. Not much of a romance if it don't make you feel alive. Not much of a car if it don't make you wanna drive." I found myself trying to justify my tidy little life. I had made some choices, I admit to some compromise, but I thought I'd, you know, give myself a little easier time. He said, "It's not much of a dream if it's there within reach. Not much of a crime if they don't barricade the streets. Not much of a thought if you can fit it in a tweet. You know, everyone is moving. So many plans, only thinking about where they wind up once the travel ends. Better look out of those windows, take the broader view. This highway ain't as long as it may appear to you." Then the cars had stopped completely and the road grew very still. We come rolling to a stop beyond the Taco Bell. I looked over at my companion. That man, he was gone, but I heard his voice inside my head, and before too long I saw the traffic was still moving, going back the other way. It took a moment to consider, but there was nothing left to say. I just shut off the ignition and I jumped the center wall, looking for a ride going anywhere at all. Not much of a story how it's gonna end. Not much of a confession about a little sin. Not much to do